Rye Homemade, Argentine music for the lockdown. Since ancient times, when plagues were explained as divine punishments, shamans and sorcerers had in music an ally to comfort people in sorrow and fearful. So what can be better than listening to some Argentine music to counter the confinement and fear that we feel these days? Let's enjoy. This is episode 1, Tangos of the Guardia Vieja. Guardia Vieja is the cultural movement that laid down the foundations for Argentine tango's original identity. There is no exact date in which all scholars agree, but they do agree that from the end of the 19th century until the 1930s, tango took on the fundamental elements that define it. That's to say, the bandoneon, the typical orchestra lineup of piano and violins, and above all, the 2x4 beat as the key rhythm of the genre. From this period are El Entrerriano, 1897, Don Juan, El Choclo of 1903, El Porteñito, issued in 1906, and La Morocha, 1905. We will now listen to all of them in their original recordings in the following order. El Entrerriano, written by Rosendo Mendizábal and performed by the typical orchestra of Juan D'Arienzo. Don Juan, written by Enrique Poncio and performed by the Carlos Di Sarli's Orchestra. El Choclo, by Ángel Villoldo, performed by Los Reyes del Tango Typical Orchestra. El Porteñito, written by Ángel Villoldo and performed by Francisco Canaro's Quintet. La Morocha, by Ángel Villoldo and Enrique Saborido, in the performance of the Juan D'Arienzo's Orchestra with the vocals of Ada Falcón. Argentine music for the lockdown. Announcer, Fernando Farias. Web production, Julián Cortés, Federico García, and Martín Bibiloni. Content production, Silvana Avellaneda.